Stations, here's your suggested lead. Immigration reform seems to have stalled, but has it? And if so, can it be revived? Nina Dutta is from New York City, and she is an immigration lawyer. Spoke with reporter Christopher Michael about business immigration in 3, 2, 1. Out of the many things broken in our immigration system comes the part that works with business, and this has a big effect on the American economy.
It has a huge effect. I'll give you an example. There's a working visa that people can apply for once a year, and 2 weeks ago, the government basically rejected in filing fees somewhere in the region of $344 million in those filing fees. That's a huge loss. I mean, think about the jobs that could have been created with that money. Think about all the peripheral great economic interests that could have been created.
So what can we do to change this? Is this a major change that would be needed?
Some of it's a major change, but if you go back to about the year 2000, there were many, many more of these visas available for employers. Now, these U.S. employers want to hire people here. That means that they have a growing company, growing corporations here. The result of not taking any action is that these companies will open up plants or a center in another country. And it's not just the jobs created within the U.S. by these companies. You know, there are peripheral jobs. Every worker that comes here buys a house or rents a house, buys a car, buys milk. So there's all these, you know, additional jobs that are created.
So how do we get this word through to our people in Washington?
Where we have to change the conversation. You're not being robbed of jobs. You're creating more jobs. They're creating a better economy. Think of it as an investment into the U.S. A great example is students that come to the U.S. The foreign students generally pay full tuition. That means that they're not taking loans. They're not getting scholarships. They're paying the full amount of money directly to the university. What that means is that more U.S. students can go to the universities. Now, when a U.S. university trains one of these people, it would be so foolish to send them back abroad to their home countries, thereby making competition. We're basically training people here to go be our global competitors tomorrow. That's so short-sighted.
Nina Dutta. This is Christopher Michael reporting.